We're winning. I think, we've just been executing pretty well and going out there and, guys have just basically been working hard and trying to get better every week. And, we tell the guys and we preach it every week and every day. It's just about improvement and getting better. And to continue to take that approach, the wins will take care of themselves.
Even though it was against a struggling team like the Chiefs, how much is that a boost to a team, to your team, to be able to pull one out at the end like that, to have that experience? Is there much to that?
Well, yeah, I think it gives you, it's hard, in this league to go on the road and in a tough environment and win. I don't care, who you're playing against. I think you have to give a team a little bit of, some light in the beginning of a game. It gives them a lot of confidence. And we had a couple things go against us turnover-wise, special teams, and another one that put us in a little hole early in that game, and we spent the rest of the game trying to get out of it. But I think a sign of a good team is your ability to still maintain your poise and keep grinding it out and eventually figuring out a way to get the win.
Tony, was that game last year here when Miles Austin, was that the first time he really lit it up for you?
He'd actually had a couple other moments that, in past, I think that was, might have been his longest catch at the time, but, he's been here a while, longer than people know. I think he's probably on his fourth year now, but he's shown some flashes at different times throughout his career. It's just, he's really, he was very raw when he first got here, and he's been able to harness that a little bit and continue to get better and improve, and you're seeing obviously the fruits of all his hard work.
When did that kick in with him? Because he wasn't doing a whole lot early in the year, was he? It was only up in the last, five games or so that he's really become a key player for you?
Well, I think once he got the opportunity to go out and have a lot of snaps, Roy was hurt for a game up there in Kansas City, and so he missed that one, and Miles ended up playing a lot of snaps, and you got to see some visibility throughout that game.
What do you see in this version of the Packers defense on film?
They look good. I think, I know there's a lot being said about the team in some ways, but, they score a lot of points, and they have, they might be the fourth-ranked defense in the league. So, in a lot of ways, they're very underrated just because of their record. And I think when you're 4-4, as everybody goes through, you have to hear about all the other things that go along with not being where everyone hopes to be. But to think this isn't a good football team is wrong. And they have good players. They have a good scheme. They play hard. They play together. It's going to be a very big challenge for us to go up there and play well.
You kind of heard that 2 weeks in this year, Tully. How'd you guys fight your way or work your way through that?
It's a process. This isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. If you've played long enough, you understand that there's going to be five or different things that the city and the people go through throughout a year. You're either Super Bowl champs or the worst team ever, or you're in the middle of the pack, and then you're back to Super Bowl champs, you're the worst, And that's just part of the process. That's what makes the NFL so exciting, is that, each week there's a whole other story being written, and I think you have to understand that as a player and in a position in a leadership role and have a calming influence on everybody. And like I said at the beginning of this, continue to grind it out, continue to improve, and continue to get better throughout the whole process and throughout the whole season. And if you keep doing that, you have a chance to become what you'd hope to be, when the time comes. And you just need to keep getting better and keep improving, and things usually fall into place.
Tony, when you guys were at that point, obviously fans always want major changes. Did you guys make a lot of changes to get on the streak that you're on now, or was it just a case of being better at the things you've always done?
Mostly just being better at the things we've done. We just needed to execute at a higher level. We had to gain an understanding of things that we needed to improve upon and things that were costing us ball games and rectify those. And we feel strongly in the sense of if we go out and do what we're supposed to do, we have a great chance to win every Sunday we go out there. And yeah, that's been our approach.
Tony, what's your relationship with Rogers? Are you guys friends? Do you text each other? Do you talk at all?
No, we don't have each other's numbers or anything, but you know, I know Aaron from out in Lake Tahoe, and you know, I've seen him a couple times, and you know, I like Aaron. He's a good guy. He's a good quarterback, and you know, he's been doing a great job for that organization and team since he stepped in.
You talked a little bit before about, you know, adversity and so on. He's facing some criticism up here with the way things are going, and even though you've established yourself down there, I'm guessing you've faced your share of criticism from folks down there. As a quarterback, what's the key to kind of getting through that and maybe silencing some of that criticism?
Well, I think, you know, two things there. Number one, the way to silence the criticism is to go out and win and play well. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can say and do it, and you can have all the right words, you can do all the right things, but the bottom line comes down to production and winning. That's all that really people care about. They don't want to hear excuses, they want to hear why. And at our position, it's really a pretty clear-cut case that just you go out and you perform and you win, people are going to value at a very high level, and if you don't, then they're going to think you're not very good. Whether that's the case, whether it's true or not, I think that, you know, any quarter, and the other part of that is any quarterback who's, you know, any good has to have it. Now, if you're not very good, then you're going to get, no one expects much out of you. But Aaron's done enough good things, obviously, that people want him to, you know, they see things that allow him to have potential to be, you know, a very, very good quarterback in this league, and I think that, you know, they just expect a lot out of him, and, you know, I think that's well-deserved because that means that you're doing something right.
So you get the same thing down there?
Well, I think, you know, each one has its different in the sense of, you know, depending upon what your team is playing. I think if a team is 1-7, it's different than a team who's 8-0. But it's all the same in any city locally. If your team's winning, you're great. If your team's not winning, you're not. I mean, it's in Tennessee, Kerry Collins, you know, the difference in 1 year. But is he playing all that different? And maybe he didn't. There's a lot of pieces that go along with it. It's just, it's all part of the process. That's why, you know, it's simple to say it's just about winning and losing. But the reality of it is mentally, you just got to think about improving. That's all it comes down to. As an individual, that's all you can control. It's your improvement and your improvement of your unit as a whole. And if you keep maintaining that approach, you know, and if you have the ability, it'll happen. It'll turn itself in the right direction.
As someone who's able to make plays on the run like you are, how do you know when you should throw the ball away and when should you, you know, try to keep a play alive and try to make something happen? You know, how do you get to that point?
Well, I mean, it's always a learning curve for everybody, but, you know, for me, it was just, you need to go out, you have to throw the ball away. I mean, there's a sense that says sacks are just like holding penalties, and we talk about it all the time here, and we try not to take, you know, just because it's important in the sense of it's hard to come back when the chains are against you. And, you know, there's always different reasons as to why quarterbacks were getting sacked. We always hope we have great protection, but sometimes you got to move around and make a play, and I know Aaron is pretty good at moving around and doing some things, and you know, there's the fine line. You got to help your teammates out, and at the same point, they got to help you out. And I think the time to make a play is usually when it's time, an important possession in a game that you really, you know, you just can't. You're down 7 or 10. It's going into the fourth quarter. You really need to put points on the board, and things of that nature. I've learned that you might want to take a chance in those situations, but otherwise, it's just part of learning the position, and, you know, it's always just the experiences you go through.
Tony, every, you know, team is sort of looking for that one marquee victory that kind of pushes them ahead. Was that last week against Philadelphia kind of the thing that you're hoping just pushes you to the top now? Was that a really key victory for you?
Well, it's important because it's a division rival on the road, and it's a really, really good team. You know, the Eagles were an outstanding group of individuals who were playing good football, and they had one real hiccup this year, but other than that, they've played at a high level the whole year, and they're a tough team at their home place. Even when they haven't had great seasons, they're just hard to beat there. And I think for us to go up there and do that, you know, maybe gave us a little bit of confidence in the sense of knowing that we can go somewhere and win in an environment like that. But you know, there's no mid-season awards. We're not getting any Super Bowl trophies now or anything that gives you anything right now. So we don't pretend that it's any bigger than what that was. We needed to do that. That was big for us. But now all of a sudden this becomes the most important game of the season. And, you know, it's going to be a tough place to play up there in Lambeau. And we're going to give it everything we got.
Tony, how big is the Burlington contingent going to be?
You know, every year it dwindles a little bit each time I come back. So I've gotten to the point now where I let my mom and dad basically handle it. And I just show up and play a football game.
No tea time at Kohler?
No, I play usually about one round of golf a year during the season. And it's usually so bad that it makes me make sure I don't play again.
Tony, has anything been different for you without the tabloid stuff this year?
No, I mean, it's different for other people to talk about, but I mean, anybody who knows me knows that my life really is, I pretty much do the same things over and over again for the last 5-6 years, and really not too much has changed. I'm pretty routine orientated in the sense of, you know, I enjoy these types of things and I do them over and over again. My life would really be boring if you guys kind of just came around and hung out with me, but I don't suppose you'll be doing that anytime soon, so I can keep that.
I don't know. Was that an invitation?
Well, I don't know. Is there any cute girls there? Other than that, I'm okay.